call the meeting to order. First item on the business is the agenda. Any change to the agenda, Ms. Corlo?
Staff would just note that it was revised to add some items of old business and other business, and then it was also revised on the 24th of this month to remove the old business item, which is the ordinance. And there are no other changes.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for June 22nd, 2017. Are there any revisions?
Yes, there are some revisions. We received some comments, so if they are approved, they would be as revised.
Motion to approve is revised.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of June 22nd, 2017 as revised. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2085, Land and Marketing Corporation.
Somebody has discussion or if they have a motion.
I have a motion. I was going to wait for one of you two if you needed to say anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2085 for Land and Marketing Corporation for multifamily dwellings in a general residential district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property was the site of conditional use 1752. It was approved in 2007 for multifamily dwellings. That approval expired. This application is similar to that prior approval. The property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including single-family homes, multifamily homes, mobile home communities, and campgrounds. This project is consistent with those nearby uses, and it is essentially in an infill development area of Cedar Neck Road. The site is in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan. The proposed development will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. The proposed density is significantly lower than the allowable density in a general residential district. The development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County, and this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential units shall be 19. All entrances, intersection, roadways, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. The project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Department requirements, including the off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. The project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. The applicant shall submit, as part of the final site plan, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including any buffer areas. All construction and site work on the properties, including deliveries of material to or from the property, shall occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. The applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of the streets, roads, any buffers, and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosions and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2085 Land and Marketing Corporation. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2087, John F. and Brenda L. Feiglin.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for CU 2087 for John and Brenda Feiglin, trustees, for an auto repair shop based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The automobile repair facility is small, and with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. There are other small business uses and commercial business uses in the area, including HVAC services, towing and other auto services, bait and tackle sales, and others. This use is consistent with those uses. The use as an automated repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One lighted sign shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. Security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed from neighboring properties and roadways. Any dumpsters shall be screened from view of the neighboring roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. All repairs shall be performed indoors. No automotive or automobile parts shall be stored outside. No junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers will be stored on the site. As proposed by the applicant, no more than 8 cars shall be on the site for repairs at any time. The property shall be screened from view from neighboring properties with a fence or vegetation. This screen shall be shown on the final site plan. No cars shall be sold on the property. The site shall also be subject to all Deltot entrance and roadway requirements. The hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2087, John F. and Brenda L. Feiglin. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1824, Tomark LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1824, Tomark LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the site is located along Route 24 near the town limits of Millsboro. It is also next to a large electrical substation on an adjacent property. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is in an area where other commercial and business zone properties exist. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning and uses. Three, the site is in a developing area according to Sussex County's comprehensive plan. CR1 zoning is appropriate within this area according to the plan. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, whenever this property is developed for a particular use, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. DLDOT will determine where appropriate entrance location should be. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mix of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along Route 24 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 district. Six, any development of the site will require preliminary and final site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of change in zone number 1824, Tomark LLC. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? No. Chair votes no. Let the record show that the vote is 4-1.
Mr. Ross, excuse me. I made a mistake. I meant to vote no, and I voted yes.
Okay, I'll call the roll. Is that okay?
Would you call the roll, please?
That'll be fine.
Pardon me.
Ms. Stevenson, on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
No.
And I vote no. The motion carries 3-2. Okay, since the other item of old business was stricken from the agenda, it's time for our public hearings. Our counselor to my left and your right will explain to you the rules of the commission, how we decide our run our meetings,